This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
So you dated her in her 70s?
I didn't ask. A friend set us up. Just said.
Where did you go?
London.
They said, this is my friend Liz.
My buddy Charles was like, would you ever be with an older woman? And
I so you're friends with the current king.
In a way. Not so anymore.
The son was setting up his married mother with you.
It sounds insane. But like, have you heard these games before? They're all kind of crazy.
The game is not weird. No, that's not why this is crazy, because you're saying that, yeah.
Cold my open BIO. Style, am I right?
Brother-in-law,
it's one of those rare cold opens where it happened after the show.
Cold closing.
Cold closing, but it's going to start the episode.
Oh,
got
right.
It.
Got it, or?
I understand what you're trying to do, slash
which
salvage.
Is to salvage the ep, because Amir forgot to record the video.
Yeah, guest producer Amir.
It's never hit record.
Yeah.
You didn't press the button or something.
I'm behind the desk. Yeah. I could have pressed record.
Yes.
But exactly. I left that job up to you today. And guess what didn't end up happening?
Yeah. I didn't know that it was my job.
Really?
Of course not.
Is that because I didn't say anything?
Yeah.
Or
that one. Right off the bat, the first
option. You probably should have known.
There's no real indicator for.
There's
here.
Usually a red light, and I kind of did after I bought the glasses, and I was like, "Is this video?" Or and I was surprised when you said it was video
because she knew the whole time.
I didn't really register.
Yeah, you could have said anything at any point.
So you
could have insulted my
it.
Intelligence. You could have said, "Hey, I don't think the video is recording," and then I would have been like, "It's
you
recording."
I'm so rarely in front of the camera that I was like, "Oh, they know what they're doing."
I'm rarely in front of. Yeah,
your biggest mistake is thinking that Jeff knows what he's doing.
It's hard because again, it's
give him the benefit of
it's risk versus reward.
It's risk versus reward. It's me versus record. And ultimately, that is the.
John Discovered. It'll all make sense soon enough. Enjoy the episode, everybody.
Let's get straight into it. Let's all introduce ourselves. I'll introduce you guys because I'm a host and that's kind of part of my job. Amelia, and I'm already forgetting your last name.
Marino.
I'm sorry. Marino.
Yes.
Like San?
Like San.
Amir Blumenfeld and
like
Anya
San
kind of Scott.
Like Dan.
Sorry?
Dan Marino.
And like famous. Dan.
Yeah, like San and Dan.
San
like
and
San
and
Marino,
Dan.
Like the city next to Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not like the world famous football
San
quarter.
Marino, no. Home to the Huntington Gardens.
Is that true?
I think so. Or Huntington, that might be Pasadena.
It's the city over, yeah. It's okay. Not even ultimately San Marino. And then Anya Kenevskaya.
AKA.
You want to take that again?
AKA Anya Kenevskaya. and then Anya, I sent you a little something about myself to introduce me. Do you want to go ahead and read that?
Yeah, do you want to do Amir first or no?
I said Amir Blumenfeld. And if we skipped him, that's fine.
Okay. Please welcome to the show the HeadGum Podcast DEI host, Jeffrey James.
Oh, wow.
You think
I don't think it's
diversity.
Fair that he doesn't
I
have
guess
to wear his.
A brown man can't get ahead without people tearing him down by saying the reason he hosts the show is what, diversity and inclusion?
You said that.
Yeah, actually, I said it, but you
say,
told
you
me
you
to say
it. On you.
Checkmate.
Really?
Because you had a bad day.
Whoa! Amelia Marino, do you want to? For anyone who doesn't know you, introduce yourself. I don't think I did a great job.
I am Amelia Marino, like San Marino.
Pretty good.
Or Dan
Pretty
Marino.
Good.
I'm also an associate producer on another HeadGum podcast called Doughboys. So,
unbelievable.
Big ol' yikes.
One of our most popular shows. Definitely not.
Only in numbers.
That's only the numbers. Only metric to measure.
The other metric is culture. How many of our listeners across the entire network have a mustache and long hair now because of me?
Zero.
Anya, zero.
Because you had a
Can you hear
Continue?
The sound
Sorry,
effects
Amelia.
Without?
That's, Sorry, can you
you're
not
so
interrupt
lucky.
Marino, San, or otherwise? She was trying to get a lot out, and we
I
didn't
know,
quite
that's
give
pretty
her the
much
space.
It. I actually had a question for Anya.
Really?
If you ever,
Thank you.
If you ever don't want to tell somebody something, do you ever say, Anya business?
That's good.
That's pretty good. It's, yeah, it's let's Anya keep the puns on. Yeah,
do you want to tell people, do you want to tell Amelia what my name on the show is?
Anya Zero.
What? I think
it's
in a
not
because
she's not a hero. It's because my alias for a while was Tony Zero, and then she ended up taking it right
oh, okay.
from under me.
Yeah, I feel like the fans did that, actually.
A lot of it is canon. I feel like there's a whole glossary of terms.
I mean, you
that...
listened to all 200 episodes of the show. You
I
get
did.
It.
198, not 200. It's hard because I feel like the Doughboys don't have their own like glossary of terms. I feel like this show has that, so that's
no,
what
they
I mean
definitely
by culture.
Do.
What
they
do you
have
mean?
Like segments and jokes and kind of callbacks.
There's
like
a
outside jokes, though.
And they've been doing it for...
10 years?
Ten
the better
years
part of a decade?
Almost.
Yeah. It's hard.
And how old were you 10 years ago?
10 years ago? I would have been in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's the difference right there.
I have to tell you a story. I actually forgot to tell you this.
And
this
let's
is
hear
funny.
It.
Yeah. Marika and I.
Really fast from you thinking that I was only a diversity hire, but let's go on.
I'm sure we'll come back to it.
Continue.
Marika and I have been designing some HeadGum merch, which is very exciting.
I saw some of it. Did you see the one that she was, you know, the one that she's talking about?
She being me?
You know.
And you know
the one
that
you're talking
about?
You know the one you're talking about? Do you know what you're saying?
Yeah, I have an idea of
the one
I'm talking
about. Are you saying the same
about?
Thing you are?
I think you're saying the same thing as you.
You're I'm saying the same thing as
yeah,
you.
But you know the shirts that she's building.
By she, do you
I'm
mean
so
me?
I'm so sleep deprived.
I know, same.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. Two zeros today.
In a way.
What There's is the shirt?
So we've been designing these shirts. We're working with like a company that's going to help us like put them together. And we kind of sent them, Marika and I like sent them a deck with our ideas, but we didn't like finish doing them. Like we were like, here's the link. And we didn't have time to really go back and look at it. And then what they sent back, there was a page of just kind of, we were like, yeah, HeadGum jokes and kind of just random ideas.
Yeah.
And what they sent back.
The HeadGum Wiki.
And what they sent back, it was just things we had jotted down. So what they sent back essentially was like a shirt with like a mishmash of things. And then it just like randomly says Anya Zero and then like rice.
So it's like if AI made a shirt.
Yeah. It was clear that they were like, what? But I guess we have to put this together. Jeff's mad. Jeff's not reacting and is mad because there's no reference to his name on the shirt.
We had shirts with my whole face on it. It was me
sitting
in a
chair.
So then
why are you mad?
I'm not mad. I'm just planning the next fucking thing.
But like, I'm telling you
a
story.
Yeah,
are you saying you already heard it from someone named me?
Listeners. You're telling Amelia, you're telling Amelia.
You're saying, is it the same story that me?
Sorry.
That
you don't
me
need
told
all
you?
Of us to
Did
have
me
ears
tell
and
you
eyes
that
on
earlier?
You
me has already told you that.
Weenie?
It's the same story, same shirt that
same shirt, different day.
Sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now that's a shirt idea.
Right?
Really good.
It's hard because I love to like have shirts on that are saying what I'm about to say. So if I had a shirt that said,
yeah,
that'd be the perfect time to wear it. And say it. Because when you wear the shirt that says the sentence, you have to make sure you say it the day you wear that shirt. Same shirt, different day.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream.
Have you heard the
good,
show?
Yeah, that's a good log line for the show.
I know I say overlapping dialogue, but saying that's good doesn't add much to the conversation.
I didn't say that.
You clearly haven't listened to a Doughboys episode then.
Nice. Wow.
That's good. It's very valid.
Yeah.
Kind of like a jungle theme. Jungle Book.
Do a live show at the Rainforest Cafe.
Where is that?
We can't afford that.
I don't really listen to the Doughboys much. I do like that show, though. Do you listen to this show?
I did listen to all 198 eps to prep for this.
You listened to episode 198 to prep for this.
I listened to the first couple minutes of this episode sitting here right now.
To prep for this moment.
I think you got it. That's kind of what it's like.
My hair position is
so you didn't know anything about it, but you wanted to be on it.
I kind of wanted to go. Well, I asked Anya which episode I should listen to, and she said Anya Business. So
that's
I kind
really,
of
really.
No way she said that because she hadn't heard it when you said it earlier.
Did,
no, it's like earlier with the shirt.
And you were like, just pick anyone; it doesn't matter. And then I asked what to expect, and you were like, it's gonna be like it's gonna be wild, or I don't know.
I feel like that's not fair to say that the show is like a wild hodgepodge,
like,
mishmash of sounds. And
exactly.
You know,
I realized maybe I go in blind and maybe that's easy. Maybe that will be better.
I'm glad people are getting a chance to get to know your ass because you're going to be on the 200th episode, right?
Oh, I actually won't. Unfortunately.
She's busy.
I'm going out of town.
Where are you going? San Marino?
Yes. I'm going to Miami for the Dolphins. No, I'm going home back east.
Are you from Miami?
No, sorry. I was making a Dan Marino joke.
Try to keep up, by the way.
I'm not.
Yeah. I'm from New York.
Amelia's
show now.
Amelia
Honestly,
Zero.
Do you want to host the show?
Amelia Zero.
This one?
Yeah. Like permanently?
Sure.
All we have to do is sort of rotate what we consider the head of the class.
Not just that, but
us three.
I can do that.
Attention kind of being, it actually
ends up helping.
Give Amelia your sunglasses.
Okay, so.
Really?
Yeah.
This is kind of fucked up, but
makes sense though, right?
It feels right.
Oh, nice catch, Dan Marino style.
Is this audio or a visual as well?
It's a visual.
There's video. Okay, yeah. So everyone saw that. I caught the glasses.
By the way, can you tell where she's from? The way she just said that word?
You're from the South Shore of Long Island, Nassau County.
I just mentioned where I was from, like, a few seconds ago.
Oh, I don't think we were.
I'm from New York.
Amityville?
No. But that's a movie, right? Amityville Horror?
My mom is from Amityville. Are you from Long Island?
I'm from originally from Brooklyn, which is why
Babylon?
I have the weird sometimes
it's like
I have
looking
a
in a mirror, but I'm not in the mirror.
The reason I put my sunglasses on is because I'm very dry
right.
Eyes
today.
So
well,
it's
actually,
like
I'm
a relationship, now. Almost brother
yeah.
and sister.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Amelia Marino, like of San or Dan.
Now you're Dan Marino.
No.
And because you caught the glasses, you're more of an O.J. McDuffie.
What if the theme song started? What if the episode starts right now? That's what I'm kind of worried about because we put in a good 11 minutes of it. I thought it was kind of funny.
We'll call it
the
prequel.
Like this show. I'm liking this show a lot.
That was the cold open, basically.
There's no way that was a cold open.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the HeadGum Podcast. I'm your host, Amelia Marino, and sitting here we have Jeff.
Jeff, have you heard this show before?
On your business.
Nice.
On your business.
This rocks, by the way.
And Amir Blumenfeld.
I feel like this whole thing
is correct.
Happened because Anya was upset about the DEI.
No.
Don't say that.
Unrelated. That was a joke
that out.
You made
Grace,
8 minutes
cut that
ago.
Out.
DEI? It's more like DE.
Meaning?
Diversity
exclusion.
To exclusion.
Because you had a bad day.
You got it. She's got the pacing.
Yeah.
I feel like we could sell this show better with you at the helm.
I feel like
it
we need to talk
like
about
a real
the AMBs.
Podcast. Yeah. Okay.
This
could be nominated for one.
This
so
could be
if you do a good
nominated.
Job.
Oh, okay. Pressure's on. The heat is on.
The heat is on.
Jeff doesn't even know that song.
He's too young. Jeff's 25.
He's in middle school.
25?
Or 27.
How old are you? That young. I'm 29.
It's kind of young.
That's not young.
Pretty baby to me.
I feel like it's
you're an adult.
Young. No, I feel like I'm like still like the youngest in the room. I feel like I'm sort of like a protege in a way.
26 is a little bit over
protege,
the hill.
Who's protege?
Fucking David Cross.
Most NBA All-Stars are younger.
But that's because they're like
lead.
Mozart was younger.
Correct. And he was deaf.
Amadeus?
He wasn't.
The other one?
Unrelated.
What about Amadeus Zero?
Anybody's last name Zero is funny.
Amelia, did you go to the Ambies last night?
No.
What about the after party? Or should I say the Amber party?
No, after party's correct.
Did not. Just, you know, slept like a bear last night.
You had a live stream.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. The Doughboys live show was last night. That was a lot of fun.
Mm. Yeah, kind of like sold out and like a lot of tickets sold on the live stream as well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Mm.
Have you ever sold out Dynasty Typewriter?
I have. Be nice. Actually.
Be nice.
Why?
When?
The HeadGum Happy Hour. We sold 150 tickets.
No, like we did not sell that out.
Well, they roped off sections, but they filled all the sections that weren't roped off, which is kind of selling out.
It's selling out like it's cheap to do.
Amelia?
Well.
Fucking help. I've never sold out Dynasty Typewriter.
Well, if that's what you wanted.
Either
to hear.
Way, I'm proud of you. Whether
no,
because
it feels
out
worse
because
now
no.
you're giving a participation trophy. By the way, I haven't not tried to sell out Dynasty Typewriter, but
you
the content team
not tried?
Is hell bent on not giving this show live shows. We did well at the Gramercy Theater. We almost had 300 people there, but they seem to look past that. They don't think that we can cut it in the live format. I tend to disagree. We almost got a show.
I think it's kind of like loose
Square
canon. Like, what will you say in that environment when there's
nothing different than I say here?
Oh,
you could yell fire.
That's funny.
See?
So.
Did anyone yell fire last night?
Or maybe like, this show is fire.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good.
This is good, yeah.
That
yeah.
actually means good.
Can we talk about Anya's sheet pants?
That's Anya business.
Shut down. Thank you, Amelia.
Can we talk about Amir's stench lunch?
Also on your business.
I feel like, so Amir, I don't know if you weren't here for this.
No.
I don't know if you can still smell it through the glass. Amir had this barbecue and rice, I want to say dinner.
It was a late lunch.
But it had the contents of what should have been saved for like a 7 p.m. meal, wouldn't you say? Because the eggplant was scalding hot.
It's good, but it's heavy.
It wasn't
heavy.
Quite dull, but it was.
It is funny because Amir does suggest it for lunch every time we do a group lunch, and everyone says no. And so for you to get it on the day when you're just getting lunch for yourself is really sweet.
Makes sense.
It's
cute. I can't veto me.
Well, the first thing I said to you today was, is that a meal you just bought?
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Amelia.
I did get confused for a second, so thank you.
Is that Amelia just bought?
Is that a meal you just purchased just and walked over with? Or is it one? Is it leftovers that you didn't put in the fridge for days?
Yeah.
And you said?
I said I just purchased it.
Kind of
shut me down in a way. I feel like it's not just during the show that you're like. Yeah.
You
kind of
just like answered your question.
What are the contents? You got eggplant. You got
tofu,
rice.
Tofurkey as well. There was like
cashews?
Some scalding rice. There was
sort of this
cashew
sweet
milk
soy
smothered soy.
Soy.
Soy sauce.
It's fun.
Would you say this episode has been good so far, medium, or poor?
This is the fucking best.
That's awesome.
There's no way you feel that way.
This is gas. And I actually do have gas.
Yeah.
It's trapped.
Because of the fucking...
From the barbecue.
Right? Yeah.
The barrel of sides that you put together and called a sauce.
Sauce.
Because you had a bad sauce. No. No.
Not Anya Taylor-Joy, Aaron Taylor-Johnson is being touted as the new Bond, James
Ooh,
Bond, 007,
okay.
really.
Marika called it.
Well, she did, like, 5 years ago, but,
which is not less impressive, but more.
Well, it seems like we're rounding third and heading home towards the new James. So we have to bring back the segment, because I tabled it for literally, like, 2 weeks. We'd been doing this for 4 years. And I was like, well, they're not going to fucking circle the next 007 for, like, years, apparently. So let's just put this on the shelf
They
for
were
now.
Waiting for you to shut the fuck up about it.
Barbara
and then they
Broccoli
made it
and I have beef.
Beef and Broccoli?
Broccoli and beef.
Beef and Broccoli.
It's good to be able to predict the joke before even the first sentence leaves us.
Glossary of terms. I'm saying culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do an episode where it's just... The things you say all the time, and we just kind of pick.
Define the terms.
Like
the glossary of terms. G-E-O-L-O-S-S-I-R-Y.
Cool.
I don't know who I am. that's what the show has kind of become. Like,
but your glasses help ground you?
I really am like self-conscious about the dry eyes. Yeah.
Oh, we're yeah. Here you go.
Dry eyes.
Amelia's too nice for this show.
All right,
show,
here comes the Dan Marino pass.
She's only been on once.
I'm afraid I'm actually going to.
No, she's a sweetheart.
Thank you.
Amelia, to explain, Jeff for 4 years made every guest every week say who they thought would be the next James Bond.
Double O, yeah.
And then stopped for 2 weeks and then they announced the next.
Because the bit was supposed to be, let's drag this on until they cast, but I thought that was going to take a year.
It's taken more than 4. It's not even done yet.
We did it for 4. It's just hard.
Anyway, who do you think should be the next Bond?
Kind of like a linen blend. A linen.
Are we doing Bond of the Week? Or?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Mine is Matthew Morrison, Bond of the Gleek.
And I can't say Aaron Taylor Johnson. He's taken.
I mean, you can. You might get raked over the coals in the comments.
But. Yeah, I feel like that's cheating. You know what? Let's get a Chalamet Bond.
That's
let's
cool.
get a let's get a little scrawny.
Yes, exactly. One. He was sort of an action hero in Dune.
There you go. I'm seeing Dune 2 tonight.
Oh, interesting.
Are you going to text Casey Donahue about it? Because it's all he wants to talk about.
Yes. I talked about it with Casey last night, actually.
If you can believe it.
Yeah, we're talking about Dune 2. Like, it's when's the last time everyone rallied behind something?
Barbenheimer, 6 months ago.
No, Barbenheimer didn't have the same effect that Dune 2 has seemed to have.
Did you probably not wanting to raise the retirement age in France.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pokemon Go is another one.
Yeah,
Pokemon Go to the polls. That's when people really took off.
Yes.
And in terms of other people's bonds, do you care?
Why is that my responsibility to make you say a bond? Amelia said hers. I said mine.
Right.
Go ahead or don't. Sorry, hold for sound.
That almost hit us. That was low.
We're clear.
Me or
Kiefer
you?
Sutherland?
That's good.
We have to take a quick break.
I was going to say Timofey Mozgov.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Sure.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. Tag yourself.
I sometimes wish I was African-American, you know, because I think at least people don't bash them afterwards when they say something, you know, about a reality, which is like, I sometimes wish.
Yeah, I'm the person in the green sweater just to her right, who asked the editor to just cut me out of the clip completely. I said, I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
I'm obviously Danny DeVito, I guess.
That's good. I'm Chris Evans, who sort of replied to this tweet with put it in the Louvre.
Chris Evans. Right.
Oh my God, he fucking turned the TV off for that. I thought we did well.
Are we not doing like any segments or
another commercial? Jesus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I like it. I liked
it. Is yours just turned down?
Maybe.
Yeah, you can change the monitor. That's why I don't know why people. Amir, sorry, why don't you have your headphones on? Your cans.
I can hear it so loudly through other people's cans. Or you'll get cancer.
Amelia, what else do people need to know about you in preparation?
Absolutely nothing.
Really? In terms of the
They don't need to know anything.
Well, you're from Brooklyn. Where in
Well, no, I'm sorry.
I wasn't even close to done.
I was born in Brooklyn, but
Where were you raised?
I was raised in a suburb outside of Manhattan.
Okay. Well,
across the Hudson in the Rockland County area.
So the Palisades of New Jersey.
Of New York, yeah.
Is that New York?
I'm from like the border of New York and New Jersey. So like if people say I'm from New Jersey,
kind of
I don't correct because like I'm literally a 5-minute walk from the border.
I love that.
Pearl River is the name of the town I'm from.
Okay. That's very
home of the Pirates.
You know who lived somewhat near to there?
Where? Who?
Jasper Johns.
The ghost? The artist.
The artist, but maybe now the ghost of the artist.
He's definitely
dead. Sorry?
He's dead.
I know, the ghost of the artist.
Stony Point. Didn't know that. I was making a Casper.
Stony Point?
Oh, Casper.
That's Casper.
Sorry,
Casper the Friendly John. That's Casper
Amir
the
fell
ghost
asleep.
Painting a flag and using the Porto.
I'm 41. You can't waste my time as indiscriminately
as you could when I was like 38.
It was easier when you were like 37.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Now it's
like time's ticking and I'm wasting it in here.
Would you say it's more of a chore or more of a bore?
Chore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you done, we've all seen Succession, so there's bore on the floor.
Uh-huh.
That's just recording an episode of this show on the floor.
And this is a chore.
In a way.
On the door.
Yes. Right. And please welcome our next guest, Dan Gore.
It's funny that all of our colleagues, like the office is completely empty because everyone's at Podcast Movement. Mm-hmm. And we're in here.
We're at podcast stationery.
It's just, this is episode 198, I want to say. It's a filler episode. I mean, I don't know if you guys listen to 99, Amelia, but that was right before the 100th episode, obviously. And it was just a episode where me, Caleb, and Shelby, like, waxed. It was, like,
each
in
other?
Preparation of
H.
slash the call-in special.
Cool.
This show is indeed a hemorrhoid on the network.
It's kind of a growth, yeah. It's, like, basically a...
Ultimately an inflamed
benign,
anal
inflamed
vein
gland. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's sort of like a
it hurts
sore, canker or otherwise.
Correct.
On the roof of the mouth of joy.
It's a mole.
Whereas
on
I
the
search and yearn for
of the
wisdom
show.
And the conquering of fear. Oftentimes, what ends up in its stead is a canker.
That is like slam poetry right there.
Thank you.
So compared to a Doughboys episode, how is this one?
A little less structured, maybe.
Yeah, I would say a little less structured, but you know what? That's where all the
no
fun
way.
Comes.
Right? Welcome to the Nash Cab.
Wow.
Here's how this show's going to work. I'm going to ask you various multiple choice questions about bruxism, the gnashing and gnawing of teeth.
Want to read it?
Sorry, Anya, are we boring you?
You took so long to just pull that up.
Yeah, but people want to experience that on the show. Now, who are you texting?
I was checking email.
From?
I got one from Miles Bonsignore.
And what did he say?
He said he's fucking busy when you wanted him to be in the studio. So,
really?
I want to check emails too.
You want to send me one?
Yeah.
Why is it more exciting to the three of you to check?
Why don't we just take the time to check our email for a little bit? Then we'll like okay, we'll be able to come back to the show with a renewed focus
and then
and
I'll
an intensity
on your behalf, Cam. All right. These questions are worth cash though.
I'm paying attention now.
Well, no,
is
you already
real
made your
cash?
Choice. No, well, you guys made your bed, now you got to lie in it. So why don't you check your email?
My bed's made
I'll
of money.
Cash,
and I want to add
then
to it.
That's going
to
end up on my time card. Sorry, Marty.
But I thought this was Nash Cab.
It's Nash Cab, but that doesn't mean you can't win cash.
Oh, wait, you told me about this, and I said don't do it.
You're saying Nash Cab is a cash grab?
I'm saying that you can win money if you play along.
Could you
honey.
Win Nash?
What's that?
Could you win Nash, perhaps?
If you guys win.
If you were in Nashville?
For every question you guys write, I'll Nash. My teeth.
Okay, sort of grind.
Down to a nub, down to the gums.
Okay.
Enamel.
That's fine to have. All right, here we go. Question number one. Check your emails.
No, I'm
that's the question?
Okay.
What is the medical term for the gnashing of teeth? A, bruxism.
You just said it.
I misspoke with bruxism. I didn't mean to say it in the intro.
Right.
Fine. So who said it?
You.
I mean, oh. I'll take the cash. I don't mind $5 from Marty.
Again, for the record, he asked me if he should do this, and I said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, can I put the money on my time card? I said no.
It's just hard.
It's not hard.
It's hard to put together stuff when I'm really planning the next episode. You know what I mean?
You're really gnashing your teeth at me.
I have a lot of anxiety, and it ends up at the tips of my canines, gnashing.
He means his dogs.
Bruxism.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question.
I go, A, bruxism.
Correct!
Yes!
$5 to Amelia Marino.
Yes.
Number two, signs... signs and symptoms of gnashing your teeth include A, aching teeth, B, ear pain, C, both A and B, or D, all of the above.
So D, C is D.
C and D.
D.
Who said D?
Me.
Correct! $5 to the woman wearing a duvet. number three.
Oh my God.
That is not gonna fly.
What?
Savage. Are you
that
talking
on my
about?
Side.
That's
the line.
Absolutely
no way that crossed the line. I've said,
the
I've gone
said.
On and on about where Amir lives, right bucking up to
yeah.
the fucking
bleeping it.
It's hard.
Bleeping it.
Number three, who in this room is most at risk for lack of a better term, bruxism?
Ooh.
A, Amir. B, Amelia. C, Anya. Or D, me.
D, you.
I'm going to go with Amir.
Well, I got the grind guard, so I don't know if that puts me at high risk or not.
You can't be at risk for something you already have, because the risk is past. You have
I don't agree with that. I would say he's more at risk because he experiences it. If you take out your guard, then you're screwed.
Thank
if
you.
You get run over by an 18-wheeler, uh-huh. Are you at risk for being run over by an 18-wheeler?
Yeah. It doesn't remove the risk of it happening again.
It's hard because it's also risk versus reward. I'm not seeing any reward.
Lightning can strike twice.
Risk. That's true.
The reward is $5 charged to Marty for some reason.
We're
you know
it
what?
To
okay.
No, we're giving it to Amir.
I didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything.
Well, it's kind of a consolation prize for using the grind guard.
Rise and grind guard.
Of these options,
clear.
What's the best way to manage teeth gnashing? A, regular exercise. B, eating more regularly. C, having discipline. Or D, buying a bite splint.
Botox.
Oh, yeah, masseter.
Botox.
Both incorrect, unfortunately. This one's kind of subjective, but there is a right answer.
It's exercise? Go ahead, Anya.
No. I'm just pointing out that it can't be kind of subjective, but also have a right answer.
It's hard.
Have you guys done masseter Botox for TMJ?
I don't have it.
No, but I've heard about it.
I feel like we're in the middle of a game segment.
Yeah, because like
it helps relax.
It helps relax this muscle so you don't grind as much.
Because the muscle of hosting the show is sort of hypertrophying my neck, my ass, my gums, my teeth.
Which we've seen.
Aren't you happy that your segment has brought up, it sparked conversation?
I don't want ambient nonsense to be said between three people who, frankly, don't give a damn if I'm included or excluded diversity-wise. What I wanted this segment to be was about the gnashing and gnawing of teeth, the splinting of bites, and having discipline was the correct answer that I wanted to hear.
Okay. The correct answer that I wanted to hear.
What if you do it in your sleep? You can't discipline yourself in your sleep.
You gotta
train
yourself.
Amelia trying to bring logic to Jeff's world is really, it's frustrating, I can tell.
Yeah, well, it's hard, you know, again.
For Amelia.
Risk without reward.
This is a walk in the park for me.
Don't look at me.
That was it?
We each got $5.
You guys have now entered the Nash cab.
We're in it already.
That was just to get in.
That was just a fucking practice. No, we've been in the Nash.
Hailing the cab.
Sorry, I don't interrupt you when
yes,
you talk.
Yes, constantly. You do.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
It's hard to have a fresh set of eyes and ears on the show.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
go on.
On Cash Cab, they have something called the Red Light Challenge.
Yeah.
Which is where they kind of stop and they kind of do this 30-second power round.
Okay.
Where they try to name as many blank things that fall into a category.
Got it.
This is going to be the jaundiced gums challenge.
Challenge?
So. So basically.
This is going to be the jaundiced gums challenge.
So basically, so on the show, it's the red light challenge.
Okay.
On this show, it's going to be the jaundiced gums challenge.
Challenge. Okay.
So
challenge or challenge?
Challenge.
Okay.
Challenge.
Winner gets a chalice.
Okay.
You're each going to have 30 seconds to name as many things about jaundiced gums as possible.
Are we all on the same team?
You are. Well... No.
Oh, I'm so tired.
I know, me too.
Well, good thing you're under a duvet.
Why is it, when I said it, you said you crossed the line.
It's funny when Amelia says it.
It's kind of charming and nice when she says it.
When I do it, it's disarming.
It's charming.
Yeah.
It's alarming how charming it feels.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what a jaundiced gum is.
Okay, we can fucking zoom out.
Is that yellow?
See the big picture.
Yellow gums?
Yeah, it's like a specific vitamin deficiency that creates like a yellowing, but I forget what it is.
In gums?
Instead of that.
No, in your skin.
That I know, but gums, that doesn't happen to your gums.
Yeah. Or maybe it's like a bile increase.
It's pink to yellow?
It's like bile
in your blood. Issue. Yeah, it's tracked to a liver issue. It doesn't have to be about jaundiced gums, but it can be just about gnashing teeth.
Okay.
So completely different than what you said.
Dental anything would be good. So just 30 seconds to name the most terms about dental issues.
Okay, got it. I have Soviet teeth, so I have a lot of those.
Let's just say you guys are all on the same team, and let's see if you can get to 30 terms in 30 seconds.
Okay.
That's so many.
What do you want, 20?
20 terms
in
30
seconds.
We each come up with 10. 20 terms. Let's do 18 terms in 30 seconds, meaning you each are responsible for 6. Ready?
Okay.
But what if we say the same ones?
Those don't count. No duplicates. That's kind of the challenge.
Okay, so we'll go around like this.
Okay.
I'll start. Ready?
All right. Well, hang on. Let's get our ducks in a row.
Our. My ducks are in a row. Are yours?
I think so.
Okay.
Is there makeup all over my face from crying? Sorry. Is there? All over my face from crying, laughing?
Oh, no.
Okay. It was tears.
All right, ready?
Yep.
30 seconds on the board. 3, 2, 1, Nashka!
Cavities.
Gum recession.
Bruxism.
Canker sores.
Plaque.
Halitosis.
Gum disease.
Root canal.
What's the one where you have the little stuff in your tonsil stones?
I can't hear.
Tonsil stones.
How many have you gotten? I can't
three.
Hear.
We've done three.
Nine total. Paper cut on your tongue.
What?
Paper cut on your tongue.
Paper cut?
Yeah.
Canker sore.
Your tooth falls out.
That's good.
You need a crown?
Oh, yeah. Crown or screw.
It's over. That was it.
Dead
How
tooth.
How many did you get? Nine?
We got 10. We hit it. I think we got 18, 19
sure.
Because we said canker sore twice.
That's right.
I don't think so.
That doesn't make sense. That would be
count. I saw on your hands, Anya, you had 5.
No, I just, you didn't see down here.
I really didn't. I don't raise toes.
No, like down here. I had one hand down.
I had 4. Anya had 5, and then Amelia had 9.
On your back. No way.
Yeah, true. That's what happened.
Check the tapes.
It's being recorded. Grace, run it back.
And it's being reported if you're watching this on YouTube.
And you're going to jail.
Where's our Nash?
You owe us 5 Nash.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, the sound of his grinding really grinds my
ears. Oh, it was awful, awful, horrific. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm listening.
Disgusting.
You know that there's at least one guy jerking off to that.
You guys put my health at risk dentally, and I'll never forget that.
Dental dams. That's one more.
Is that a
dental mouth thing? It has the word dental right in it. What is this one?
And
what
we're
is
back.
That one?
That's a TikTok song. Here's what we're going to do next. Amir, who's the most famous person in your phone?
Ben Schwartz.
That can't be the most famous person.
Rick Fox?
I don't know who that is.
Do you know who Ben is?
Yeah.
So there we go.
Call Ben.
He's in the UK.
Okay, call Rick.
I haven't spoken to him in years.
Who's the next most famous?
Jake.
Call Jake.
Call Jacob.
Hurwitz? Call Jake Hurwitz.
Call Jake.
Hurwitz.
He might be doing, like, bath time for
himself.
Bath time can wait.
Gemma.
Hey, it's Jake. Leave a message.
Hey, I'm on the HeadGum podcast, and Jeff wanted me to do this.
Not quite a message.
Yes, it was.
What was the message?
You were just here. You right, heard it.
After Jake, who's the most famous person on your phone?
God.
I mean, me.
Anya?
Call her.
So you're not listening to me at all.
I'm not listening to you at all.
All right, you really want me to call the fourth most famous person on my phone?
You said it was Anya. Call Anya.
Taylor Joy.
Yes.
Hey, you've reached Jeffrey James. I'm unable to come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message with your name and number, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Sounds awful.
Hey, Jeff, it's me. Call me back when you get a chance.
Why leave a message? Because there wasn't any message in there. The message is call me back.
Yeah. That is a message.
Just wanted to let you know to hit me back, just to chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is me.
The weird thing is,
it's an Eminem reference.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Next most famous?
Eminem.
Nick Weiger.
Call him.
No, he was just here. He's busy.
All right. Next most famous.
What's the goal of the game? For me to call someone, for them to pick up, and then what?
We kind of have another guest on the show, kind of, you know. You know what the real onus of this was like, let's get a fucking clip.
Uh-huh.
Let's get a social clip. So maybe we don't need the call, but we have to put the four of our heads together and be like, what's going to go viral?
We've never used a clip from this show and made like a vertical video asset out of it.
And it's because we haven't done what we're doing right now. which is gaming the system.
Forcing something that's viral.
Exactly right.
You should call Jake Johnson.
I don't have his phone number.
Oh, I do.
Google Meet.
You should ask Anya who the most famous person is.
Anya, who's the most famous person?
It's Jake Johnson.
Call him.
He's busy.
Who's the next most famous?
Oh my God. We're going to just do this all day.
Jake Hurwitz.
Call yeah.
him. No, he's at basketball.
What if he picked you up?
That would be
and
funny.
And then fucking ghosted me.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be so
I think if
you don't
I
have to call Jake.
Which?
Either of them.
Okay. And I won't. And I wasn't going to.
Who's the next most famous?
Mike Mitchell.
Call him.
All right.
So Weiger, you didn't want to bother. Mitch, who also was just here.
Well, Mitch you have the Massachusetts connection.
Yeah, you're allowed to bother people from Massachusetts if you're also from Massachusetts.
Southie.
Boston.
He's not going to like this.
He's not going to. I don't think
he's not going
to
like this.
He doesn't have to like it. Hi.
Also, you don't have to call Mitch.
He'll be.
I'm not going to.
Okay, who's the next most famous person?
sorry.
I feel like we barely got through the jaundice gum challenge.
let's go back to that.
I think we squeezed a lot.
Let's go back to talking about you. Whatever you want to talk about with diversity, let's circle back.
I don't think we should include that.
Nice.
Amelia, who would you say is the most famous person on your phone? Just for the social clip.
Don't worry about it.
That's awesome.
On your business, she fucking said.
On your business.
It's Dan Marino.
It's her papa. Guess what Amelia's dad's name is? You guess.
Dan Amelia?
You have 5 guesses.
Dan.
No.
San?
No.
Short for Sanford. Don't think that that's not a first name. Travin?
No.
Bo?
No.
Anya?
No.
Tony Zero?
It's Scorpion.
Can you believe?
Your dad's name is Scorpion Marino?
Yeah.
There's no way.
That's true.
What do you mean?
I heard he's in my phone as Scorpion.
Okay,
yeah, call
so
him.
It's just what his is in your phone.
Well, I mean, no, he came home one day and was like, I go by Scorpion now. So then we
like
all
like legally
just,
or just a
not
nickname?
Legally, just like socially, I guess. And
call him.
What's his real name?
Leonard.
Scorpio.
Oh, unrelated.
Leonard. Leonard Marino, and he wants to go by Scorpio.
He came home with like a giant scorpion tattoo on his hand and forearm.
And when was his birthday?
And vice
October?
Versa.
He's a Scorpio. Just like November, name? Yeah.
November what?
2nd.
We got to figure this shit out. Because I feel like we didn't quite get a social clip. And that was my only goal from this episode.
Really? Us naming moderately famous people that we didn't call?
I think it's when you said challenge.
That was good because we were all laughing.
People yeah, I think clapping. That'll do well.
The social clip doesn't need to be us laughing. It has to be us like teaching people shit.
Yeah, how to say the word challenge.
I guess learning what not to do is also valuable in terms of
It's the do's and don'ts growth. Of saying challenge.
The challenge challenge.
It's the challenge challenge.
See who can say the word challenge.
See who can spay the word challenge. plugs, what do you guys have going on?
How long was that?
45.
No way.
45. Yeah.
Time flies.
Like 47, actually. I just
most
again,
shows are like
filler episode. I'm sorry this was your first one, Amelia, but I thought it went really well.
I'm honored to be a part of the filler episode.
Just come on another time. You just have to come on another time. Ideally, the 200th episode.
Oh yeah, what are we doing
I'm
for
out
that?
Of town.
Secret.
So it is a secret. You haven't told him.
I've told him. I haven't told everybody else who's listening. Who sighed?
At Jeffrey James on Instagram, patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. And that's all I have. What do you guys have?
You can follow me on Instagram at Skidmark4, or you can follow me on Letterboxd at Skidmark. That's all I got going on.
Plug your Venmo.
It's Amelia-Marino, and it's a photo of me as a juggalo.
My Venmo, full name, Anya Konevskaya. Mm. You can add to the Nash Cab Fund there. Radio Free Anya. The Love Motel, submit, ask us questions, love advice. We'd love to hear from you. Probably should plug a show. Listen to Doughboys.
Oh, yeah. Listen to Doughboys podcast.
Listen to Chaotic, what? New season launched today, March 27th. I'm doing a time reveal.
Yeah.
It's all video. They haven't asked you to be on, weirdly.
They don't want me on.
That's true.
And we'll see you guys again next week for the 200th episode.
Oh my God.
That's unbelievable.
What is?
You cut me out. the plugs.
Projects. Come on. I know that you're working on something.
Always cooking.
Instagram, I guess. Kind of firing off some pretty funny stories.
Yeah.
At Amir.
Okay.
How did you snag that?
How did you spell that?
I knew somebody who worked at Facebook when they acquired Instagram.
Wait, really?
Like, yeah. And they were like, if
call
you,
them.
And they're like, you know, the person who you squatted on Amir doesn't use the account ever, we can give it to you. And like some person squatted on the name, like
it was Amir Cohen.
Use it for, yeah, Cohen had it for 3 years and they messaged him and he didn't respond. Like, can you just have it?
Can they help me get Skidmark on Instagram? Because I'm Skidmark 4 and I'm trying to snag that
ship has probably sailed. It was early days. Yeah. Now I'm trying to sell my Instagram handle because I don't really use it.
To who? Cohen?
To any Amir in the world.
Cohen?
What about my high school goalkeeping coach, Amir?
Call him.
Yes.
Was a HeadGum original.